643-1320 WILS. So today, really a shocking attack on the baseball field where Republican lawmakers were playing baseball. This man comes out and starts firing at them. I want to get some analysis from John Legato. He's a former deep cover FBI special agent, a retired U.S. Marine, and author of the new book, The Enemy, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller, The Near Enemy. John, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be with you.
Yeah. Did you name him John Booker because your name is John also? Or?
Yeah, when you write fiction, you basically take a lot of truth and put in it.
Hey, John, what are your thoughts? I mean, we see this attack. Do you think this thing that happened to these congressional folks could have been somehow avoided?
No, I mean, America is just one big soft target. And, you know, whether it's somebody that's mentally ill or a terrorist with a religious or ideology, mm-hmm. we really can't stop it. We can slow it down, but it'll require hurting some feelings.
Do you have any what's your view on the gun control issue, by the way?
Well, I mean, research indicates there have been studies that when there's a lone shooter or a shooter in a situation, if there's somebody at the scene that has a weapon, the number of casualties will be reduced. And if you look at today, it's a classic example, but it could be in a school. There are certain schools that allow teachers to carry.
Now, so, what do you think would have happened if there had been no armed personnel there today?
Based on the configuration of that baseball field and that all these congressmen, and even there were some children, were in a dugout, the body count would have been, you know, 20, 30 killed easily.
How vulnerable were they, would you say, in the situation they were in?
Well, they're very vulnerable. I mean, anybody can walk up to anybody and start shooting, and that's part of the problem is, again, you know, you can be a terrorist and do it out of an ideology, or you can be mentally ill and do it out of, you know, a political bent, which this guy seems to have done.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in general we should be protecting our lawmakers more, more aggressively? Should there be more armed personnel around them all the time?
Well, I mean, it becomes a manpower issue, too. I mean, let me give you an example. To surveil one person, it takes 12 people for a 24-hour shift, you know, surveilling bad guys. So, I don't know, there's 400 and something congressmen and, 50 senators or 100 senators, and it'd be impossible. I mean, you could do it probably. You'd have to farm it out to a private agency or something.
Well, they're saying that Mike Solis, I think, or Mr. Solis, the guy that was shot, the congressman, he's the whip. And the reason the armed guard, Steve Solis is the name, the reason the armed guards were there is because he was there. If it wasn't for him being there, they wouldn't have even been there to fire back, right?
That's correct, yeah. It's an attack on federal officials. That's why the FBI has the lead investigation. But, I would recommend some of these congressmen to become, you know, a concealed carry guy. I mean, we cannot depend on the police and reaction time. When somebody decides to shoot, somebody can just walk up to you right now and shoot you.
Yeah.
So the thing that we have going for us, again, we're going to have to hurt some feelings, is that either lone wolf terrorists or this guy who is mentally unbalanced has been given off clues of what he's going to do.
You mean on Facebook and so on?
Oh, Facebook. I'm sure he told friends. I'm sure that.
They all say that they were shocked and surprised. You know, his brother said he didn't see this coming at all. I guess we hear that all the time, though, right, after these attacks?
Yeah, he was living in a van with weapons. I mean, yeah, who saw that coming? Come on. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, you meet some people, you look in their eye, and you say, you know, this person shouldn't be in the public.
Yeah, that's... Certainly, John Legato with us. He's former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, the John Booker thriller. And I wanted to get your thoughts, too, on what's happening with Robert Mueller. And the president now apparently is considering firing him. Some say him and James Comey are basically very friendly with each other, and they're worried that he's not going to be objective in dealing with President Trump and his administration. What are your thoughts on what's happening on that end?
Well, he can't be objective because it's like they're very good friends. So Mueller, when he released the memo, has some legal jeopardy. So So what you're asking, or I'm sorry, Comey. So what you're asking Mueller to do is to investigate a friend of his. And if I was an FBI agent and I had a friend that I was, I would recuse myself because I couldn't do it. You know, to my heart would get in the way of my mind, and you shouldn't ask him.
So are you saying the FBI was some kind of a brotherhood that goes beyond being able to be objective? Or?
Oh, listen, we're all human beings. You know, I know that I should not be investigating my dear friend because I wouldn't look at it objectively. And if he says he is, he's lying. Because, look, in the case of obstruction of justice with the president, you have Comey's statement, and then you have the president's statement saying it didn't go down that way. If your best friend looked you in the eye, I mean, these guys went to dinner, they had family, they, you know, they work together, they're best buds. If your best friend looked you in the eye and said, listen, I'm going to tell you the truth, and he tells you that the president basically obstructed justice, and then you had the president say, I didn't, it's, you know, he said, who are you going to believe?
Yeah, that makes sense. John Legato, former deep cover FBI special agent and author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Recommend the book, too. It's a real eye-opening book about a potential terrorist strike right here in the heartland at a football game. Very potential disturbing story. John Legato on WILS. It is fiction, too. John, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You take care and be safe.
Thank you.